Now, today's rest of the story. St. Giles was one of the poorest neighborhoods in London. With a touch of inadvertent symbolism, it was built on low flat land, but nobody ever wondered what might happen should it rain too hard one day, or should the Thames overflow its banks. But then one Monday evening, shortly before 6, October 17, 1814, the flood came. And the torrent swept through Banbury Street, New Street, George Street. Before neighbor could warn neighbor, the entire parish was engulfed. So swiftly did this disaster strike that for many there was no hope of survival. Homes were totally demolished. Their inhabitants either drowned or buried alive under debris. In one such residence, a mother and daughter were having tea. The mother was killed on the spot, and the little daughter was swept away by the current and hurtled through a partition, splattered into barely recognizable pieces. What made the deluge particularly devastating was the slum living conditions typical of St. Giles, whole families inhabiting single rooms, often basement rooms. They used to have an expression, a cellar in St. Giles. That was a popular expression of the day used to describe the most impoverished dwelling imaginable, a cellar in St. Giles. After that terrible October night, there was a distinctly fatal connotation to the phrase. Into the late hours, an enormous crowd gathered on higher ground. The London Times would recall, quote, it presented many distressing scenes of children and others inquiring for and lamenting their parents, relatives, friends. The following day, an army of workmen began clearing the rubble. It took almost 48 hours to uncover all of the bodies, only one of which, miraculously, was alive. During the search, onlookers were asked to remain perfectly quiet so that rescuers placing their ears to the ground would be able to hear any muffled cries for help. At 2 p.m. on the 20th, a coroner's inquest was held at St. Giles Workhouse. The names and terse descriptions of those who had perished in the flood were subsequently published. Infants, servants, young marrieds, elderly widows. And as we learn their identities almost 270 years later, we gain some sense of the human tragedy behind the statistics. Neither before nor since has anything like it ever occurred in the city of London. The newspapers would later call it one of the most melancholy accidents we ever remember. Accident? That's right. Accident. There was nothing natural about the inundation of St. Giles. For the origin of that disaster was the bursting of a 22-foot-high brewery vat filled to capacity at the neighborhood Banbury Street Brewery. Other places get deluged by overflowing rivers or flash flooded by rain. But as far as I know, St. Giles is the only community anywhere, anytime, ever literally drowned in beer. And now you know the rest of the story.